Right, so the truth is we were in the middle of Pasuk Yud Beis, Paragimel Pasuk Yud Beis. We read most of the Gra on this Pasuk, but we'll start from the beginning again. Ki es asher yehav Hashem yechiach. Right, because whoever Hashem loves, Hashem will give techacha for. Right? certainly very pertinent to the 3 weeks, this Pasuk. V'cha'aves ben yirtze. And like a father, a son, he will appease. So it says the Gro, ki ein derech lechiach, rak lo oyhev, asher liboy doyeg al ra'osoy, v'roye shoyim chibedech hashein atoyv lo yhum oychichoy. The derech is, the way is that a person only gives rebuke to someone he loves, someone who's worried about, he sees he's doing bad, or he sees something bad happening to the person, or doing bad. He sees, well, here we're talking about rebuke, so it's doing bad. And he sees that he's going in an inappropriate way, in a way that's not good. So he gives him rebuke, because he loves the person. So the same thing as mistama. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you rebuke, it mistama means that he loves you. And like a father, a son, he will appease. Who neged amusr? This parallels the musr she'al timas.
So musr was yisurim, and musr was midvarim.
Right. So we saw in pasuk Yud Aleph, he said musr Hashem bni al timas al takoitz besoichachtoy. So we saw musr, which right we said is yisurim, the afflicts, and brings pain. And teichacha is just rebuke, like the Gra said, teichacha ubedibur.
What's teichacha ubedibur? By Navi, I'm saying.
It would be with him. It would be with a Navi, maybe, or a Rav. So it gives teichacha, and sometimes a friend that gives teichacha, and you know that he's right. You know, he's telling you what the Torah says, and
so that's considered teichacha as Hashem.
The pashas takotz b'sechachta on the most partial level obviously is directly from Hashem in the sense of a navi, but it would be true somebody who's teaching Torah and telling the person you might not be aware of this, but so it's very uncomfortable to hear sometimes, maybe all the time, but don't be disgusted by it, don't be turned off by it. So that's the pasuk.
But that which is more on Avas Hashem would have to be in a.
Oh, so one second. So you have Musar Hashem, you pasuk Yud Aleph, and you have Teichacha, right? So the Musar, connected the Musar, he said the pasuk says Ki Es Hashem Yehav Hashem. Sorry, Uchaves Ben Yirtze, the second clause. Uchaves Ben Yirtze. We'll see in a second. This is what and the first part of the pasuk Yes Hashem Yehav Hashem Yechiach was going connected the end of the previous pasuk Al Takoitz B'Seichach Toi. So the Gra explains Uchaves Ben Yirtze, like a father who will appease, right, like a father appeases his son. Who neged amusr she'al timas? That is connected the musr that the pasuk said don't reject it, don't be turned away by it. Ki ein derech liyaser rak ov lebnoi. Because the derech is, although a friend or somebody that loves you may give you teichacha, but he's not going to be miaser you. He's not going to hit you. He's not going to afflict you with some kind of yisurim. That's what the Gra says here. The only one who's miaser the other is a father to his child. Even a friend, if he doesn't listen to his rebuke, he leaves him alone to go in the way that the guy wants to go. He's not going to, get in his way and start beating him up and say, come on, you can't do this, you're crazy. It just doesn't happen. A father to a son will. He'll patch him. He'll say, no, you can't do it. And why? Because the love is so deep to the son that it brings out even the need to be miyaser. He preferred to be miyaser his son to hold him back. It's coming from Ava, yeah. He preferred to hold back his son and prevent his son from doing something terrible even if it means right now a very unpleasant situation for both the father and the son. Okay? Like we said, the mashal of the story of like, the kid runs into the street, so everyone starts screaming at him. But if you see someone that takes the kid, gives him a patch on his hand or whatever, and you know, it's a, you know that that's the parent. It's a, so, Aval Oves Benoi, with the father to the son, if he doesn't listen to his rebuke with words, he still will not leave him. He'll continue to rebuke him, though this time with Yisurim. This time, right, he may hit him and whatever it is, until he leaves the evil or the bad path. And this completely stems from his avatim, which is so great, it's greater than anything else. So too his heart feels pain over the bad of his son, and he wants his son to do good, to be righteous. So therefore he afflicts him in order to better him, for his benefit, actually, for his benefit. Now, what's the simin that the Yisurim is stemming from love? When he finishes hitting him, right, after he's finished afflicting him with whatever it is that he is doing, whatever pain it is, then he wants to fill his will. And he speaks softly and comforts the child, lefayis daitoi, to appease him. Right? Then the softness comes out, the love comes out. Zesha amar, that's a simin that when he hit him, it was coming from Ahava. Zesha amar sha'al tima sesi yisurim. That's what it says. Don't reject the yisurim. Ki kashem yaso ischa b'yisurim. Right? Don't be disgusted and don't be really hurt and turned away by the Yisurim, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is afflicting you with Yisurim, Mistama Tachaviv Alav Kiben, Mistama, you are beloved to him like a son. V'charkach Ka'oves Pinoi Yirtze Oizcha V'yamali Ritzoyimcha, and afterwards he will, like a father appeases his son, he will appease you and he will fill your will. So there's good times ahead. There's a Haggah over here. It says, "V'nilin hisdaiti, shehu neged hayor yas Hashem, v'sor meira shein mitzvah sasei v'lo yisasei." But in Pasuk Zayin, "Al ti chacham be'einecha, yira es Hashem v'sor meira." So that he says is mitzvah sasei and lo yisasei. Right? The Gemara says, "Yira es Hashem." Yiras Hashem, right? We said it was before the Aveira. To have Yira from Hashem. The Sur Mirah is once they did it, you should. It's interesting. So actually, this Haggah is a little bit shver. Okay. Because the Gro explained it. Sur Miraz is the Asay Tshuva. It like flips it, right? We spoke about this then, that Yirois Hashem is not to do the Averos. I guess that would be the Lois Aseh. And there's Sur Miraz, which normally we would understand as referring to the Lois Aseh. Here he translates, he explains as really a mitzvah Aseh of doing Tshuva. And that's how he brings the Pasuk. Yirois Hashem Yichachma v'Sur Miraz Bina. Which really is an absolute relationship to what we're used to seeing. Normally, we see it in the context of Sur Mira Ba'asei Toiv. So that would be like stay away from the Lois Aseh, don't do the Lois Aseh, and do only good, do the Mitzvah Aseh. Over here, we said in Pasuk Zayin, it's flipped. Perhaps maybe the order of it, has what to do with why the Gro switches from the what we would B'chayra explain. Right? Yiroyes Hashem is first.
So
that's the loisas come first, and then if you've already fallen to the bad, sur meira, so now get away from it and do tshuva. We spoke a little bit about this when we learned that pasuk. So this Haggadah is saying that those that can, nevertheless, the shleimus of the pasuk, right? Ayores Hashem sur meira, in pasuk zayin is referring to mitzvase and loisase, and so now he explains that pasuk tes. We spoke about, we saw in the Gros Peirush, is referring to mitzvah saseh, giving tzedakah and giving, using your money for good things. Well, Musar, and now, and then Pasuk Yud Aleph, Musar Hashem bni al timas v'al tekoitz b'sei chachtoi, is connected to lois hases. Right? He gives you Musar and he gives you teichacha to stay away from the lois hases. So that's the way the structure of the psukim over here. Right, so Perek Zayin is like the title pasuk, right? And then Tess and Yud. Tess is what you should do, and the Yud is the schar, and then Yud Alf now is the what you should do regarding Loisa says, right? How you should approach the Musar and Techacha to keep you away from Loisa says, how you should approach it, and then Pasuk Yud Beis. Is also like a shtickle part of the schar. Hashem will appease you. Okay. Okay. So pasuk yud gimel. Ashrei adam matza chachma v'adam yafik tivuna. Right. Praiseworthy is the person who finds chachma, and the person who will bring out understanding.
We find through the derustaka that after the. After the Tochacha, there was a ritual. They say that after the Holocaust,
we were able to come to Eretz Yisrael after the Holocaust. Yeah, Pashas. Yeah, every time there's a. It's hard to know, you know, on an individual level. Generally speaking, it's true, but it could be that there are some times where you see a person who's taka mamish abal yisurim, just the whole life.
His year says afterwards,
and then you would have to say that the appear. But that, I think maybe that's the shtickle. That's the lashon of the girl over here, maybe of mistama. Like in general, that's the way. In general, this is the way it is. In general, after Hashem gives yisurim, right? So in general, it's because He loves you. He uses the mistama that right, in general, because it could come from punishment sometimes. But in general, it's coming from His love to you. Even a punishment is from the love, right? To get you to become good. He's not doing it just alts revenge. He doesn't, the revenge Shem's not, doesn't need that. You know, I had a story, it's an interesting story once. I don't know if I told you this, but there was once I'm not going to say the whole story, just I'm afraid of, you never know what. Somebody might know this and that, whatever. So a woman once called me with, she was having a lot of yisurim. There was a reason why she called after me. It's not somebody I really know. I know a little bit of who she is, but not like, she doesn't live here in the, you know, whatever. She doesn't live in the area. So she said she has all different types of yisurim. There was medical issues, there was panas issues. There was nerve-oim shalom bias problems. I mean, basically, she was living in the same house as her husband, was completely nothing to do, like mamish in a matzah of sin of mamish. And the husband turned the kids against her, and the kids were going off the derech, or went off the derech. Like every single facet of her life was just terrible. So she was calling really to find it, like try to get some chizuk and find out like what could she do, maybe like different things, like maybe to like change some of the mats or whatever. So the at some point so I told her it was a specific question, that's why I don't want to give the details in the specific question, but I told her whatever I told her, right? And then sometime later, she called back, I don't know, a few months later. So I told her, I'm scared to speak to women like with this generation, you know, like what's going to happen. So I told my wife, you know, can you call her back and you speak to her? Fine. So my wife called her back and spoke to her, and she said, you know, I got a lot of chizik from your husband last night. I need another boost. Okay, so my wife was there, you know, whatever. I took the phone. And so she said that I'm speaking to her, but from what it seemed that she has big bitachon in Hashem. So she said, you know, I can't daven anymore. So it's not that I can't daven anymore. She's such tzaris and such tzurim, and she feels like Hashem is just, it doesn't help anyway. So she can't daven anymore. So what should she do? So I told her that the Leshem says that there's two mahalchim in how HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about the Tikkun HaOlam. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the rectification of the world, right? How he brings us the Tikkun on a Klal Yisrael level, on a personal level. It's all connected. And one is the Derech of Torah Mitzvahs, which includes, of course, davening. We do the Torah, we do the Mitzvahs, we're Misakin, the spiritual inyanim that have need to be fixed up. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us schar. He may give us some schar in Olam Hazeh, and Iker in Olam Haba. Right? But it's through the Derech of Torah Mitzvahs, which is the ideal. That's what the Baruch Hu created the world for. Bishvil, right? Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shnikra Reishis, Bishvil Atayu, Shnikra Reishis. So Kol Yisrael keeping the Mitzvahs is, that's the Shpitz, that's the ideal. But sometimes, if things don't go the way they should, and we don't do our job properly, so there's an alternative route, which is Derech of Yisurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then has to bring Yisurim to us. And of course, that's not the mahalach that anyone would really like. Actually, I've been asked sometimes, you know, okay, so can I do the Averis and whatever it is? I'll take the Yisurim. I want to have a good time. I'll risk it. Yeah, I have sometimes like such an immature response to this kind of, you know, from Bachram. But yeah, unfortunately, I think even once, not a Bachram, but anyway, so, well, the Maisa. But those are so there's a Mahalach of Yisurim. Now, Yisurim is not always dependent on the person's Maisim and not Gilgal. That Rizal, at the beginning of Shaar Kavanah, the first page of Shaar Kavanah says, that in the Achras Hayom, in the later, you know, late generations, whatever, Pashas were holding, he was already talking in his day, I think, that there's going to be a tremendous amount of Yisurim, more than regular. And he says it's not necessarily because of things that you need to fix up from that door, but it's old story, because most of the neshamas, most of the neshamas are. Neshamas that recycled neshamas, if you want to call it like that, right? Are neshamas that have been here before and are coming back because they didn't finish their tikkun. There's still more to do. And he talks about Bayashani. He brings, okay, I don't get into the problem of it, it's not important. But that Rizal makes it very clear that sometimes a person has to undergo tremendous Yisurim, not based on his actions in that Gilgal, but based on the actions, his actions in a previous Gilgal. So we don't always, you know, sometimes things look like, I don't understand, this is such a good person and such a whatever it is. And sometimes the pshat is that, yeah, this is a wonderful person, and the person is doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing, and these Yisurim have nothing to do with things that they've done in this, and it's just their Baruch, for whatever reason, knows that this neshama has to go through torture at this point. And that's the best thing for this neshama in this situation, because it's saving it from other stuff, you know, that's much worse in the Olam HaEmes. Whatever it is, this is the mahalach that this neshama said. So I told this woman sometimes, I'm not saying this for everybody, yeah, but her life was mamish. It's a heart-rending story, because like mamish, I don't think there's like kimat, I don't know if there's a nekuda in her life that's good. It's mamish neir v'ayim, like every single type of yisurim that a person can have. And it's very, very, so I told her like this. I said, you should know that these are two mahalchim. And at that point, when a person's a mahalch of Yisurim, especially Yisurim where it's like just from all over the place and everything, you feel there's nothing, like nothing ever changes, you should know that those Yisurim themselves are gathered tefillah. That is your tefillah. You don't have to feel bad that you can't daven. The Baruch Hashem knows that you can't daven because you that feeling, she felt terrible about it. That feeling itself, that she wants daven, she can't daven because she's just so overwhelmed, whatever it is. In a certain sense, that is the zakat neshama. That's the calling out of the neshama for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Her yisurim, that. And sometimes I'm just like adding that in because the another person never knows who's going through what and whatever it is. And Maisa, sometimes there is that. I'm not saying it doesn't pater a person from tefillah, yeah. But if a person nevertheless is found in a such a terrible matzah where they just can't. In these rare situations, I would say that is mamish. That those are their yisurim are their tefillah, other tefillahs. I have a shtickel right to that actually from. This Yisoid, okay. At the beginning of Parsha Shmos, the beginning of what's that? Right. So the pasuk says, "Oh, it's not in the first. It's not Kol Sheni." So give me a chumash. Okay. So the pasuk says, "Vayi ve'yomim harabim ha'ayim v'yomos melech Mitzrayim v'yonchu v'nei yisom en avoida." Right? The Bnei Yisrael were like filled with sorrow from their avoda, and they cried out. And their crying went up to Hashem, min ha'avoda, from the avoda. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap in Chelek Hay of Meimorom in the Mukim Mekrois, he says this deal. The pasuk is very, very modern. The pasuk, right? It doesn't say vayizaku el Hashem, which is normal. He doesn't spell all this out, but this is what's behind what is the argument, right? Normally, Vayitzak Kol Hashem doesn't say that, and not only that, their crying went up to Hashem min ha'avoda, from the avoda. What does that mean? So it says that they didn't cry to Hashem, they didn't daven to Hashem, they suffered so terribly from the avoda. They cried because it hurt. It was backbreaking. Them. They were whipped. They were suffering, they were starving, they were going through Mamash Gehenna. And they just cried. Regular, non-spiritual cry, tears. Vatal shav osem elalikim. But that crying went up to Hashem. Min ha'avoda. Because in the Pnimis HaDvar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really, I think that this is the Vart. The Vart is that in the Pnimis, anytime that we feel tzar and all pleasure, we've said in the past, is really from the neshama. So the neshama, the body feels, and it's really the neshama feeling, pain, because that pain is a richuk from the Rebbeinu Shalom. When we get something good, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us something good, it's giving us pleasure. And it's the closest to Hashem that's really what's behind that oinig, that behind that simcha. And the same thing, the opposite. When we feel pain, it's the really deep down, the pain is the fact that Rebbeinu Shalom has kibyochol distanced himself from us. We feel a distance, at least, right? He's given us to feel a distance from him. So that crying itself goes up to El Elokim in the gather of tefillah. The Yisurim themselves go up to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The crying from those Yisurim go up to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Matal shavosam El Elokim. Agam that you weren't davening to Hashem. It's the same as I added to that.
If a person doesn't feel that reason,
yeah.
Don't try to cry because they feel
it. He doesn't consciously feel it, maybe, but his neshama feels it. His neshama feels it. Right. That's what I'm saying. It's not the. And that's good enough. I'm saying also the tikkun that needs to be done, that's where Rebbeinu Shalom brings that tikkun. I wanted to say that maybe that's pshat also in the Lashon in Ana B'choyach. So we say Shavoseinu Kabel. Hear our Shavo, the same Lashon in that pasuk, right? Ushma Takoseinu, and hear our Tzakot, our screaming out. Yidea Ta'alumos, the one who knows all hidden things. It's a very strange sentence. If I'm screaming out to you and I'm davening to you, what do you have to know the hidden things? I'm telling you. I'm talking to you. You don't need to know. You don't need to be a mind reader. Yedeat Aluma is the mind reader, the master mind reader. I'm screaming out. No. I think it's the pshat that we just said. Shavasinu kabel shmatzakasinu. Rabbi Shalom, we have difficult times. We go through Yisur in our life. We're crying to you. We're crying to you because the goyim are again, you know, making our lives difficult. We're crying to you because we're going through all sorts of things. And yeah, we're not necessarily davening all the time. We should be. Yeah, we should be, certainly. But even this shava and the tzaka that just comes from regular physical pain, regular emotional tzaras or whatever it is, yedea talus. You know what's hidden. You know that deep down, those shava, those cries are coming from our neshama. It's looking for you. Our neshama's begging for you to come back into our lives and connect us to it. You know that really these aren't physical cries. These are spiritual cries. These are tefillos. That's the. Okay, one more pasuk. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ashrei Adam Matzah Chachma. Okay. Praiseworthy is a person who find Chachma. Va'adam Yafik Tvuna. And the person that will bring out Tvuna. So, I'll just be makdim before the Gros Peyoshev here. That these two Lashonos. First of all, the fact that it's twice written Adam in this pasuk needs a pshach. Why two times Adam? Just say Ashrei Adam Matzah Chachma. V'yafik Tvuna. Right? Another time Adam. Another thing is, why is the lashon by Chachma Matzah, he finds, whereas by Tvuna he'll bring out. Bring out means it's there already. Matzah is like something that's not there yet. Right? You don't know where it is. You're finding it out of nowhere, so to say. And Tvuna Yafik is you see it, you know, but you got to bring it out. You got to take it out. You got to. Okay. So the Gros says, like the pasuk says, Chachma goes out, is found from ayin, from a matzav of nothingness. Meaning you hear from a rebbe or you find it written in a sefer. Therefore, it uses lashon metzia, because before you heard it from your rebbe, it wasn't there for you. This is a complete new thing, a complete new revelation. That's chachma me'ayin timotzi. The chachma before the chachma, you had nothingness, and the chachma now comes out from a matzav of nothingness into being. That's a lashon metzia. Ba'adam yafik tvuna, and the person will bring out, and the person who brings out tfuna, mizeh sheyoven a chachma al buryoy, from him understanding the chachma clearly, right? We explained this in the previous parak, that the tfuna is understanding the chachma on a deeper level. You get much more out of it. So through that, yizgal rotzen a chachma, the rotzen of the chachma will be revealed. You don't really get the rotzen of the chachma until you're able to work out all the details in that chachma, the working out of the details of that chachma, that is the tvuna. Therefore, the lashon over there is yofik, to bring out. From the chachma, you're bringing out the tvuna, because before the tvuna, you have the chachma. The chachma is there in front of you, but you want to bring something out of that chachma. That's the tvuna. You want to bring out from the chachma, you want to bring out the tvuna. So that's lashon of yofik. Now says the gun, v'amar shtei pamim adam. It says two times Adam, and for this he says he has to give a Kabbalistic explanation. Shegimel Adam hey. There are three Adams. Uchmashkotzim Zayir, like the Zayir says, is Adam Debriya v'chule. The Zayir says that there is an Adam Debriya, Adam the Yetzira, and Adam Da'asiyah. Okay, that's what the Zayir says. There's Adam Debriya, right? We know there's four worlds: Atzilus, Briya, Yetzira, Asiyah. So there, the Zayir talks about the Adam Debriya, Adam the Yetzira, and Adam Da'asiyah. The Adam Datilus is already the Baruch Shalom. It's God. So, Uchmash Kazab Zayah, like it says in the Zayah, Uchmash Kazab Moser Adam in Abehema Ayin. And like it says, the Moser Adam, what's extra by the Adam over the Behema is Ayin. It's like an inning of nothingness. The Echad Hu Nelom, and one is Nelom. I'll explain this in a second. One Adam is concealed. Therefore, it only uses lashon of Adam twice. Chachma tvuna hu Adam, and chachma and tvuna are Adam. So you have Ashi Adam Matzah Chachma. That's one Adam is the Chachma Adam, and Adam Yafik tvuna is connected to Adam of Bina. What he's referring to is the Tikkuni Zayar in the Madura of the Groh, it's Daf Kuflam and Ches Amud Beis, says this. This is the lashon there, part of the lashon. The Kamod Iu Adam Bria Adam the Yitzir Adam the Asiya B'diyukne the Keser Elyon Chachma Bina Hachi Iu v'chulei. Then okay, it says just like you have Adam the Bria Adam the Yitzir Adam the Asiya, which is in the image of the Keser Elyon, the Chachma and the Bina, meaning the Zohar says like this. The relationship, we're not going to get into the details of it, but the relationship is that the Adam de Bria is keneged the Bechin of Keser, which we've spoken about in the past. The Adam de Yitzir is keneged Chachma, and the Adam de Asiya is keneged Adam de Bina. Now, Keser we know is hidden. That's the whole Metzias of Chachma Ayin Timotze. The Ayin is really the Keser, the hidden. And the first thing that's revealed is Chachma. That's the beginning of the Yesh. So the since that Adam of Keser, which is Adam de Bria, is connected to Keser, that's hidden, therefore it doesn't appear in the Pasuk. Therefore we only start from Chachma down, Chachma Bina, so we have Adam, Chachma and Adam de Bina. That's the Groh's Hesber to this. Obviously you couldn't find a more Pshat-oriented Hesber to this two times Adam. Like the Leshem says, that there's a lot of things in Pshat. He says that you see the Mefarshim really work their heads off trying to give some kind of Pshat. And after all of the Pshat, you say to yourself, this doesn't really explain it. It's not Shtikl Deichik. He says, most places, really, to understand, you have to know the Zusat Torah to understand how really the Psukim are Meduyik, amazingly Meduyik. But that can only be understood by Alpi Kabbalah. So this is one of the times where the Groh already said, okay, there's really no way to...
Okay, you make your
take. Huh?
Yeah, but it's not a regular thing to...
Usually Mishlei is a contrast, Adam and Ish. Then you have to explain why is it Adam, why is it Ish. The Adra.
Yeah, sometimes, but... Yeah. Okay. All right.
The Radak. Where the Radak is.